Hello, everyone, and thanks for coming to my talk. Before I start, I would like to thank my colleagues from Michigan State University, Jing, visitor from China, University of Chicago, and UC Davis. And they supported me through this research. So in this study, we investigated how land use history, litter quality, and soil pore characteristics, they interact and how this interaction regulates production of greenhouse gases from soil and carbon stabilization. And I'm going to share with you a part of the results that we have available so far. Just to give a bit of background, so we know cropping management affects soil organic matter dynamics, mainly via three mechanisms, amount and quality of above and below ground litter, intensity of disturbance, and fertilization through changing stoichiometry of nutrients. The other factor that we studied was litter quality or crop residue, which we know it does affect the decomposition of soil organic matter processes, specifically early stages of decomposition, that it may last for a number of decades. Oops. How about soil pore characteristics, which it looks like it's a less seen aspect of soil, specifically in soil organic matter research. By pore characteristics, I'm referring to pore size distribution, connectivity of pores, total porosity, and shape of pores. The importance of pores. So pores, they provide shelter for microbes against predators. They also regulate accessibility of the decomposer community to the substrate, say organic matter. They control transport of gases and solids within the soil, and also oxidation reduction in the soil. Okay, so the body of our knowledge that comes from soil analysis, and in fact, based on analysis of soil matrix. But indeed, this physical-chemical processes, biological processes, they occur in the zone where pores and soil matrix, they interact. And where we call hotspots. And pore characteristics, they regulate the rate at which these processes take place in hotspots. And one of very important processes is decomposition. The literature suggests that the regulatory role of pores in decomposition is way stronger in decomposition of fresh substrate than decomposition of native soil organic matter. And it's mainly because native soil organic matter is in steady state condition with pore characteristics. And then regardless, when we talk about decomposition, we often consider emissions of greenhouse gases from soil and the priming effect, which by definition is accelerated rate of the decomposition of native soil carbon following supply of fresh carbon, could be residue deposits or plant material or whatsoever. So this was the part that we were interested to investigate for this research, decomposition of fresh substrate and its relationship with greenhouse gases and stability of carbon. So the general question of the research was how crop residue quality, cropping management history, and soil pore characteristics, which is in close association with soil moisture conditions, they interact together and they regulate decomposition, and then as a result we have emissions of greenhouse gases from soil and loss of or gain of soil carbon. How did we do that? We had access to Kellogg Biological Station at Michigan State, long-term ecological research. There are 11 contrasting management systems going on for over 26 years, and we selected cover cropping and conventional cropping. That pretty much everything is the same in these two systems, but we have two cover crop in the rotation, and then we have fertilization in the conventional. Over 26 years, there are contrasting properties in soils, specifically in terms of soil microbial community structure, and amount and composition of soil organic matter, which we studied in my previous research. So we took soil samples from the top soil, air dried. We received the soils to have a large fraction, 1 to 2 milliliter fraction. And then we created the second fraction, which was small or fine fraction. We created that out of the large one. So everything is the same in terms of soil and organic matter, but we have two fractions, coarse versus fine fraction, hoping they have contrasting pore characteristics that I will talk about. And then we grew labeled corn and soybean, two common crops across the Midwest. To some extent, their properties is different. And we created leaf discs just using an office puncher because we wanted to study the intact decomposition of leaves. So for this study, we had four independent variables, two soil fractions, two crop residue, cropping management history, and two moisture status, field capacity, and capillary breakpoint. In both moisture conditions, small areas are filled with water, but in the capillary breakpoint, these pores are not connected. So microbes and substrate, they can't move around, but decomposition happening in situ. So we incubated the leaf, we basically sandwiched that between two layers of soil, so we could study that decomposition in intact sample. 110 days was the period of decomposition. The analysis, so we had headspace analysis, 110 days, C13 carbon dioxide and methane nitrous oxide and carbon dioxide. And then we studied microbial community structure as a function of the distance from the substrate, changes, contrasting soil pore characteristics, and during the incubation. That I'm not going to talk about that. And then we used X-ray microtomography in Argonne National Lab to visualize and quantify decomposition of leaf inside sandwich between two layers of soil at reasonably high resolution in soil studies. Okay, so did we create contrasting pore characteristics in these two fractions, coarse versus large? Yes, we did. So the total porosity of the soils are very comparative, the two fractions, but the average pore size is different and the connectivity of large pores, air-filled pores. And in terms of pores distribution, the abundance of pore size, which is very close to pore size distribution, we had a contrasting pore distribution, which was wider for the large fraction. And here, there's a couple of examples of the images of from the large and small pores and how air and water distribution is in each of these two soil fractions. Okay, so this is a visualized example of loss of leaf during decomposition. We studied that at day 7, day 14, and after 24 days. This is first. So we see corn, soy, and leaf loss after 7 days, which was expectedly greater in soybean than corn. So this technique allowed us to not only visualize, but also quantify loss of leaf. So I start from this figure. So we have loss of leaf percentage after 24 days here. All of them are day 24. We see a lot more soybean disappear after about 90% of soybean after 24 days, a lot more than corn. But it's not been shown here on day 24 for soybean, but it was the same earlier than day 24. We saw that there is a greater loss of leaf in soils with abundance of large pores than the small pore for both, but here specifically for corn. And then when we measured cumulative carbon dioxide during 24-day incubation, there is more carbon dioxide coming from small pores, for both plants than the large pods. Obviously more for soy than corn, which is not consistent with the loss of leaf. But because we use the label, isotopically labeled plant material for soy and corn, it enabled us to measure the prime carbon, the carbon that is coming from native soil, which it appeared that the prime carbon is a lot more for the small pores than the large pores. So it contributed to higher carbon dioxide. And it was more priming for soybean than the corn because it was more labile for barks. Now we have carbon dioxide cumulative 110 days. Excuse me. So there was more carbon dioxide, similar to the previous slide, for small pores than large pores because of the priming. More carbon dioxide from soil than corn over the period of 110 days. And then we had influence of cover crop. More carbon dioxide is coming from cover crop because cover crop had a more diverse microbial community composition, so they could more effectively attack to the substrate and decompose it. Not been shown here, but we had more priming in soils with history of conventional cropping. And then we have effect of soil moisture, more carbon dioxide from field capacity, obviously, because of better moisture conditions and aeration moisture balance. Nitrous oxide, again, 110 days, log transform. So we had more nitrous oxide. I think I've missed a star here. So we had more, we hypothesized that we are going to have more nitrous oxide from soils with abundance of small pores because of anaerobic conditions. For some reason that we are investigating now, we observed the other way around. So there is more nitrous oxide coming from soils with abundance of large pores. We didn't expect that. And then more nitrous oxide coming from the cover crop, again because of more diverse microbial community, more decomposition, but also the cover crop soils that had more available nitrogen, which in the literature is a source of nitrous oxide. And then more nitrous oxide in soils under field capacity conditions. We didn't see strong influence of this treatments on nitrous oxide emission for corn. I didn't include the slide for methane. We didn't have much influence of treatments on methane apart from the crop residue quality, which we had more methane emission for soils treated with soy than those of corn. Okay, research highlights. So this experiment combining labeling technique and the image technique allowed us to investigate loss of substrate and soil organic matter, quantify that as a function of soil pore characteristics. In soils with dominance of large pores, the rate of leaf loss was greater, primarily because of better aeration. But in contrast, in soils with abundance of large pores, there was less priming because in fine soils, the decomposing substrate can move around, distribute it better, and it stimulates microbes, and they start digging out soil organic matter, so we have more priming. And contrary to carbon dioxide, emission of nitrous oxide tended to be greater in soils with abundance of large pores. I would like to thank funding sources and institutes for letting us having access to their facilities. Thank you, and I'm happy to take questions if you have time.
We have time for maybe one question.